T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We're joined now by a pair of Boston Bruins, Jeremy Swayman and Trent Frederick. Guys, thanks so much for joining. We know you just came from TV, so this is not quite as glamorous as
I got a face for radio,
being down
so
there. You know, I've heard that once or twice in my time as well. So I guess I should start with this. I need to apologize. Many people blamed me for this last year, and I know you guys. I'm sure you've heard some flack here and there for an early elimination last year. These two blame me. The second I got on the bandwagon last year, they said, you cursed them. You've cursed the Bruins, and so I want to apologize for my personal role in that last year.
I tried to blame it on someone. So
yes, you want to push that blame. I totally understand that. So I'll wear that one for all Bruins fans out
Thank
there.
You.
I'll wear that one. In all seriousness, though, you guys have been very involved all day. You were on Nesson earlier. In your experience, and you're both young players, but in your experience here, the relationship between, the different sports teams in the city, philanthropy, and specifically the Jimmy Fund, which I know you guys have been active with.
Yeah, this is an event that I always look forward to every year, and being able to do it the last few years. Again, it's the incredible things that the Jimmy Fund provides for families, not only from Massachusetts, but the entire U.S. and world, for that matter. It just goes to show what these donations do for families across the board, and how when we get to meet the actual cancer patients and see the attitudes they have and just the positivity that they possess, all thanks to the Jimmy Fund. It's a pretty incredible experience that I always love being a part of.
You guys have some incredible guys in your locker room, and a couple departures over the offseason, of course, with David and Patrice retiring. Has it sunk in for you guys and you younger guys who have always had them there as you've been in Boston that, hey, you're going to be rolling into this next season without those guys?
I guess I'll answer that one, but no, it hasn't, to be honest. Even got to see Bergie today with his kids come in, and it's going to be a huge change without them, but I think we've got a lot of guys that will step up. Obviously, they'll never be replaced, and they're just great guys to be around, so hopefully they'll keep popping in and we'll get to see them, and they'll keep us in line if they ever need to.
Do you have a preference where you want to play this year? Like, you could factor into that center mix, right? Do you have a preference where you want to play?
Not really, to be honest. I kind of played all three positions last year, left, center, and right. I'm not just saying this because it's the right answer. Like, I'll play wherever, but to be honest, it the way we play, you can kind of do all, can play all three if you're low or whatever. I just need to get my face-offs a little bit better so I can help at center. But, I really don't mind either position.
Jeremy, I got a question. Was there ever a night where you were just like, you know what, Lena's not in the mood for a hug right now? Did that ever happen? not once.
No, not in practice, not in games, every time.
That's all genuine. Some people question if that's all an act maybe, but no, it's all real.
No, not at all. I was just hugging him today. He got back from Sweden. And we had a good goalie session, and the boys are fired up. So, yeah, it's a total genuine thing.
How about the chicken wings? How was that?
That's going to be a new trend because that was elite. That was my favorite. We had some chicken wings during an interview.
I think
Brando got involved. He had some pizza. Just an athlete diet.
Nobody offers you chicken wings? Nobody offers you anything?
No, I can't anymore. I wish your body tight.
No one offers me chicken wings. Never once have they done that for me.
I'm wondering, prior to your time in Boston, have you been in a situation where it was such a steady goalie rotation where you've had to kind of, maybe it came naturally for you guys, for your friendship, but you've had to have that relationship where it's on and off and on and off in terms of your playing time?
I've been really fortunate to have, you know, incredible goaltending partners, but with a pro schedule, it's a lot different. You know, in college and junior, one goalie seems to take the reins a little more and play it more often, but off the ice, you know, the relationships never change, right? You always want to have that team camaraderie, and they're your brothers in arms, and especially at the goaltending position, we know that one goalie can only play, you know, per game. So to have that relationship with Linus and understand that we're both going to get games, both going to help this team win, it's a completely perfect equation.
All right, so Jeremy, I know you like to go to Alaska in the off season, go fish and stuff like that. Trent, what are you doing? Do you just beat people up all off season? What do you do in the off season?
No, I do not.
He does on the golf course.
Yeah, I mean, depends. But yeah, I golf a lot in the summer. Did a lot of traveling this year. Had a wedding in Scotland, so
cool.
That was a far away, but it was a great wedding and just kind of hang out with friends and, like I said, golf a lot.
Wait, so now where, you're from Wisconsin?
St. Louis, Missouri.
You're from Missouri. Why did I think you went to Wisconsin?
Yes, I did. Everyone thinks that. I'm a St. Louis kid.
Okay, well, still, my question applies here, and yes. I know you guys have done your part, so we're not sitting here asking for your contributions, but I notice Alaska and I notice Missouri are still two states we got to check off over on the boards over there.
Can you text someone?
I don't know if you can maybe pull some strings. Sure, you've done your part, but maybe you got any people you could reach out to in those states.
We'll step up. We made it hard enough on the Bruins this summer. We should probably get some
One of them.
You mentioned going over to the Jimmy Fund. Did you guys cross over with Chara? Did either of you cross over with Chara when he was here?
I did, yeah.
Did you as well, Jeremy, or no?
No.
Okay. I know there are times where you guys will all show up in costume. I know it's obviously, you know, for a good cause, but is it strange to see someone that big in you know, some of the costumes that
like
he's had to wear
dinosaur
over the
costume
years? Yeah, exactly.
Or something like that.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I mean, even Bergie, when he did that, I think it was Elmo. I mean, that's pretty hilarious. Like, that's just one I remember, like, his voice. I mean, he's just good at everything, I guess.
Well, before we let you guys go, you know, a lot of, I know you guys as well, a lot of fans were not happy with where things finished last year. What are your expectations for this season? And this team, I think a lot of people on the outside looking in go, it's no Bergeron, it's no Krejci. And not to say no chance, but maybe a step back. What are your expectations for this year?
I think the biggest thing is opportunity. And, you know, they would want that for us too, knowing Bergie, Krejci, and the guys before have set such a good culture for us. And now that we have this young core, gives opportunity for guys to step up. And I think that's going to be a really fun thing to be a part of. You know, Freddie and I, and, again, the other young guys that are kind of being part of this next generation of those leaders, that's going to be something that we're excited for. And it's going to be a great challenge. And I think there's a lot of good to come from it.
Yeah, just to go off him, I think a lot of guys are going to have to step up, and, you know, we're not going to probably win the same ways as we did last year. It's kind of game by game and getting better throughout the year, and you can kind of see other teams that had success last year. It was like a ramp up, and, you know, it's not always, like, smooth, but you want to be smooth sailing at the end, so that's kind of our goal.
All right, Trent Frederick, Jeremy Swayman joining us here. 21st annual WEEI NESN Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon presented by Arbella Insurance. Thanks so much, guys, for all that you do with the Jimmy Fund and taking your time here as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month. Eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.